Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Raisin Cup September 2013. It'll be 29 years sitting on top of the throne, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways. Folks, we have 2 hours of combat sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The first hour, we'll talk nothing but boxing. Hour number two, we'll talk about the Korean Zombie. Did he really beat Jose Aldo for the World Featherweight Championship in the UFC? We'll talk about that in hour number two. But boxing in hour number one, if you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. NBC Sports. The NBC Sports Network. Did you even know it existed? No, I'm not talking about the Peacock back in the day, you know, with Marv Albert and those kind of guys on Channel 4. I'm talking about NBC Sports World. I mean, what is this thing? It's like a little tiny cable channel. Not everybody gets it. When they do, they don't know what's happening. The bottom line is, it's not that great of a channel, but it is hosting boxing, and they had Chalk last night. I'm talking about Chalk across the board. Thomas Adamek, the Polish star. Yeah, right. He's a draw in New York City in that area because of all the Polish contingent there. But the bottom line is, as a world-class heavyweight, probably like a gatekeeper at best. Number five guy. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Want to say hello to everybody out there on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, and of course, the iHeart Radio Network.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
If you want to mix business with pleasure in San Francisco, check out the Lodge at Tiburon, across the bay from the hustle and bustle of the city. The Lodge has new, comfortable, inviting accommodations, a resort-style pool area, and with 5,000 square feet of flexible indoor-outdoor space, plus a staff ready to cater to your every need, the Lodge is the ideal setting for your meeting or event. The Lodge is the perfect combination of charm and convenience. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Platinum sounds of Darlene Love, folks. Saw her movie on Friday night, 20 Feet from Stardom. It's about backup singers, and it features her and, wow, people like Judith Hill and Mary Clayton and Lisa Fisher and Tata Vega. I mean, these outstanding female vocalists backed up Elvis, backed up everybody in the world. If you get a chance, go to the theaters and see this or grab it on video when it hits. Of course, I'm talking about 20 Feet from Stardom starring the great Darlene Love. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and she is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well, 2012 edition. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we take it to New Jersey first, and anytime this guy fights, it's a big deal in New Jersey because he's got that big Polish crowd around him. I'm talking about Thomas Adamek, of course, and as I said, he was a sort of like a prohibitive favor of Dominic Gwynn. I mean, Gwynn came in with 9 losses. You didn't expect him to lose the 10th time? Come on, it was a 10-round unanimous nod. Scores were 98, 92, 99, 99, 91 twice. And Fast Eddie Chambers, I talked about this in the odds and predictions at ringtalk.com. You know, I tell you who to bet on, who not to bet on. I said pass on this bet because, you know, he was dropping the cruiserweight for the first time, and that means 200 pounds. Now, even though he was fighting bigger guys only weighing 205, 210 pounds, the drop to cruiserweight, it might have played a psychological game on him. Some guys just can't lose weight. You can't do it psychologically. And Eddie Chambers, Fast Eddie Chambers, yeah, right, might be one of those guys because he's now 36-4, 18 KOs, as he lost to a guy by the name of, and you never heard of this guy, Thaddeuso Muchihunu, 14-0. Now, take that back, 14-1, 9 KOs. Scores were across the board, 97-91 twice and 99-97, it was a split. The bottom line is Chambers is done. He can't fight at heavyweight. He's too small to fight at heavyweight. And if you can't fight smaller guys at cruiserweight, forget it. Curtis Showtime Stevens, part of the chalk card of NBC. When I say chalk, I mean like, just like when you make these fights, you just put a piece of chalk and chalk the winner. I mean, there's no doubt who's going to win these fights. Curtis Showtime Stevens, what is he, 26-3 now, 18 wax? He's like 2 minutes and 26 seconds to take out this guy named Saul Roman. Okay, 37-9. You don't think he's going to lose a 10th time? And they're putting us on network TV, NBC Sports World. That's what the NBC Sports Network, that's what they're calling this? Okay, this is an indictment of the name NBC Sports Network. Because I remember NBC Sports Network when it had football and basketball and baseball and boxing and big-time fights. And the fight doctor, Ferdy Pacheco, was always doing his thing. Okay, I mean, that was NBC Sports. This thing they got now, I don't even recognize it. It's like some bogus, it's like some poor ESPN imitation. I watched it a couple of times, and I'm a fight fan, so I want to watch the fights, but the production's not all that great. It's not HBO caliber. It's not Showtime caliber. It's maybe ESPN caliber. This is NBC Sports. This is the Peacock, the granddaddy of them all. It used to be. Back in the days when Kevin Monahan ran things, I think Kevin's still there. What's Kevin doing? I mean, what's he doing? I mean, because NBC Sports Network, it's a bomb. Nobody gets it. Nobody knows where it's at. You have to be like led by what somebody's got to put a finger in your nose and drag you to the cable channel. And you got to go through all these different cable channels to find it. You got to peruse the channels. And people just don't do that. If it isn't convenient, it ain't happening. Guess what? A lot of these channels, like, you know, this new Fox Sports 2. What the hell is that? What is it? You tell me. Fox Sports 1. Supposed to have all the UFC fights. What is it? Nobody really knows. Former Speed Channel, something like that. Supposed to be kicking off real soon. Of course, they've got the mid-August debut of the Ultimate Fighter Season 18. Of course, he coaches Ronda Rousey, who's been in the news, and Misha Tate. Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate, we'll talk about that in hour number two. But back to NBC Sports World, NBC Sports Network. It's just, it's not happening. It's not a bona fide, it's not a five-star venture. It really isn't. So at the end of the day, am I all pleased with watching fights in NBC? Not really, because I think we need a better quality of boxing. I mean, if you're going to put these fights on network, and I understand, Demick, you know, he's the guy drawing back there. So you put him in against a guy like Scott Cuddy or Pete Fernandez or something like that. I understand that, okay? But you support the television card. You support it with solid bouts. I mean, you don't put people through two bouts of chalk or two bouts of, I'm ready to fall asleep, you know, and put a crack addict to sleep after 3 weeks. You don't want to sit through two bouts like that for a main event with the Demick, who isn't all that exciting to begin with. He's going 10 rounds most of the time. He's not a real heavyweight. He's a cruiserweight. That means he weighed 200 pounds at his peak. Now he's fighting guys that weigh 230, 235, 240, you know, 250, 260. Guys are getting big these days. Speaking of guys getting big, we're going to talk with Kevin Perry in the next segment about Deontay Wilder. What is he now? 28-0? 28 knockouts, a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist at heavyweight, super heavyweight. He is, we don't know. Is he the real deal? We don't know. Is he just a flash in the pan? We don't know. Is he the African-American version of Tyson Fury, where he gets dropped by smaller guys, or like David Price, where he gets knocked out by lesser guys? Huh? Is he? Who knows? I mean, we're going to find out a whole lot about Deontay Wilder next week when he's on on Showtime Championship Boxing next Saturday night. So we'll talk about that with Kevin Perry. Talk about the upcoming boxing schedule, and it looks pretty good. I mean, boxing's always a little bit slow in the summertime, and I never understood that. But people tell me it's baseball and that people are out of the house. I don't believe it. I mean, I think if you put fights on TV, people are going to watch them. Good quality fights. That's what we need, good quality fights. HBO, are you listening? Showtime's listening. ESPN's listening. Even Fox Sports in Spanish, they listen, okay? HBO, they don't listen. They're sitting at the top of the throne. They think, hey, we're HBO, heavyweight champion of cable networks. Nobody can touch us. We're in more homes than anybody. Yeah, but you know, a lot of people subscribe to HBO solely for the boxing. And if you've got a couple million people that are doing that, that's a big chunk of your audience, okay? And you don't want to, like, send those people away by showing non-exciting fights. And when you have non-exciting fights on HBO Championship Boxing, it leaves a sour taste in everybody's mouth. Nobody's talking about it the next day at the water cooler on Monday morning. You know, people can care less, okay? These uneventful fights. If you put good, hungry, young guys against each other or make these old guys fight younger guys, you will get exciting fights because the old guys have got to dig down and they'll come up with it. And you most of the time turn back the younger guy, okay? But if you have two young tigers, man, anything can happen. That's what you need in boxing. That's what boxing's missing. And now we've got the two promoters, Golden Boy Promotions and Oscar De La Hoya, and Bob Arum at Top Rank, in this invidious type of relationship where they absolutely hate each other and they won't do business with each other. And Golden Boy is going on Showtime and Top Rank is going on HBO. And we're seeing bunk cars, and we're going to see Miguel Cotto, who's not doing all that well. I mean, he's lost three fights. He's been beaten up a little bit. And at the end of the day, he's not a world-class fighter at the upper echelon anymore. Maybe he's a number 8 or number 10 guy. Maybe even a little bit lower than that if he's going to fight at 154 pounds. But he's going to come back against Delvin Rodriguez. Delvin Rodriguez, much like Austin Trout, who beat him in his last fight. Tall, lanky, you know, he can move on you. So, Miguel, I don't know if that's worthy of HBO. I'm sorry, man. This is a comeback type of fight. This is a setup type of fight. I mean, nobody's going to call Delvin Rodriguez the next coming of God, the next coming of the pugilistic Mike Tyson if he beats Miguel Cotto. They're not going to do that. This fight's all about Miguel Cotto winning, not anybody else, okay? And the bottom line is, when you have fights that are that choreographed, that rigged, that 70-30, see, boxing has to be a 60-40 type of thing or a 50-50 type of thing. You don't get that too often, the 50-50 type of thing. I guess you're going to get it with Danny Garcia and Lucas Matisse. Of course, those guys hooking it up for the World Junior Welterweight. That's a 140-pound championship, and that'll be on the September 14th Floyd Mayweather-Saul Alvarez undercard. Man, that's going to be looking good. Think about that. This is one hell. Between these four fighters, they will have lost two fights. Okay, and the two fights they lost, of course, You know, I mean, Matisse, both fights were very controversial. Zab Judah and Devon Alexander, I think he put both guys down. He hurt both guys and just couldn't get it on the scorecards. You know, because he's a, I'll tell you what, his style's a little bit oppressed here in the United States. The fact that he's a puncher, and he's nothing but a soul puncher, but now he's upped his game a little bit, that knockout of Lamont Peterson. I mean, when he sent Lamont home in like three rounds, good night, Lamont, Lamont, all over. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Godfather of Soul, James Brown, taking us a break here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. Man, we got it going on. The iHeartRadio Network and all around the world on the internet at sportsbyline.com.
Stay on the scene. Get on up. I like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. I like a sex machine. Get on up. Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
I was like, when I was in this marriage, I was wide open like a puppy dog. She could have did anything. I was like, okay, I love you still. You know, I didn't care about any money. I didn't want to lose my wife at the time. I was just a young kid, and I've never really been in that degree of matrimony before, and it just devastated me. I wasn't prepared for any kind of emotional struggle like that at all.
Yeah. Because what role model had you had for a good marriage?
Nobody really. Just entertainers I would watch. And the most entertainers I would watch were womanizers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Two distinctly different looks at Iron Mike Tyson. Iron in one position, sort of aluminum in the other. I told you, when he got in the hands of Ruthless Ruth Roper, that was Robin Gibbons' mother. And, of course, I spell Robin Gibbons, R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe. Robin. That's right. She's Rob. I mean, she showed up for their first date. Her first date with Mike Tyson, I think it was in Chicago. Her first date with Mike Tyson, she brought her mother, a publicist, and two accountants. What do you think was going on there with the accountants? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, Deontay Wilder, 28-0. On the tube next week, we'll talk, of course, with Kevin Perry, bringing KP from the City of Angels. Kevin Perry of RingTalk.com. Kev, long time no speak. How's life treating you?
Good, man. I'm living it up. I'm getting stepping up to the iPhone now.
Oh, the iPhone. Is this an unlocked iPhone that you got that you're bootlegging somewhere else? But the iPhone, like the Apple one, it's all legit or what?
Apparently so.
Okay. Verizon or AT&T?
Verizon, unfortunately.
Well, you know, they've been good and bad with you over the years. Now, Deontay Wilder, the 28-0, 28 knockouts, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist at heavyweight, Adonis. He's got a body like a god. Okay, taking on Sergio Lajkovic. Lajkovic is a decent fighter with a decent record. Is this going to be some type of test or barometer for Wilder, who's basically unproven?
Not really. I mean, when was Lajkovic relevant? With 2005, I think, when he fought Brewster, when he beat Brewster, I think. That's the last time he's really had any. And, I mean, he wasn't relevant for very long. So I guess it's just a better step up in the sense that he's better than most of the guys he's fought. But that guy's, in my view, is probably shot. So don't know what it proves.
He fought Audley Harris in his last fight, knocked Audley out in one round. And Audley was like a 2000 Olympic gold medalist, I think. So he's been real, real long in the tooth. And Audley was on the show. His name is A-U-D-L-E-Y. I called him Audrey one time. He got upset. So I called him Audley, and that's his real name. So I want to spell it O-D-D-L-Y. He's one of the weirdest guys I've ever interviewed as far as television is concerned. Kevin Perry is our guest. RingTalk.com is the website, folks. Now, you did an article earlier in the week about boring fighters, and you were up in arms because HBO decided not to air the fights of Guillermo Rigueno, the undefeated two-time Olympic gold medalist, current WBA, I believe, or WBO, 122-pound champion. What's up? Why doesn't HBO want to air his fights? Now, I had Larry on the show, and before I answer that question, and Larry went ballistic. I mean, it's like Guillermo Rigueno stole his wife or something. What's up with that?
I don't know. I think what the article was about is kind of perception versus reality on what boring fights are. I think for the most part, a lot of people who watch boxing, I mean, they don't understand the business and how the business works. They don't understand fighting per se. They think because two guys go in there and close their eyes and start winging punches that they're doing it to excite the fans. And I don't believe that's the case. I think when you see two guys who are limited who go in there and fight that way, that's because they don't really have any other choice. I think if they had the ability to fight in a more defensive style and not soak up loads of punishment like some of the guys you see, they would fight that way. And when you see somebody who can hit the other guy and not get hit, there's a level of appreciation there. Obviously, the level of opponent has a lot to do with the way somebody fights. And I think Rigondeaux was getting a raw deal. I mean, he's fighting one of the biggest punchers in the sport. He would have had to be a fool to just stand there and trade with the guy. And they actually did get into some exchanges, and he won pretty much almost every single one of those exchanges. So if he would have went in there and got knocked out and fought a reckless type of fight, he would have been criticized.
Of course.
So I don't see what they're criticizing him for. They got to put him in there with some other opponents who are going to make him look good. And I think that's the program. You really got to – you can't just judge a guy on one performance. I'm sure if he was fighting guys like Jorge Arce and limited brawler types, I think he'd look sensational. So you got to give the guy an opportunity to shine on the biggest stage. And then if he, you know, fights a couple more stinkers, You know, then you make the decision. But when he beats a guy of the caliber of Dener, I think he deserves to be rewarded for it.
We're talking about Guillermo Rigano, folks, 11-0, the two-time Olympic gold medalist. I told you about him. He defected twice. When he defected the first time, he was getting high down in Brazil, I believe, or running up a hotel tab for like $8,000. His American sponsors, or these people from the U.S. that say they were going to sponsor him, didn't come up with the cash, so the Brazilian authorities put him back on a boat to Cuba. So he went back to Cuba, and then he defected again. So, you know, he's a two-time Olympic gold medalist, probably the only guy I know that's ever defected twice. But he's hot. He's 11-0, hasn't got a sensational knockout punch, but he can knock people out. There's no doubt about it. He's one of the most talented fighters in the
game. You know, Pedro, there, I think I'm going to disagree with you there about I mean, the guy is a murderous puncher. But when you're fighting guys at the upper echelon, most of those guys aren't getting knocked out because they know how to fight. They know how to slip punches. They know how to get away. They're not just, I mean, you don't make it to the top level by just closing your eyes and swinging for the fences all the time. I mean, those guys, they wind up with a lot of damage. So, I mean, you kind of have to look at things from the perspective where, you know, the guy could punch, but, I mean, if he's fighting B-level guys, he's going to put those guys away. And when he fights A-level guys, if he gets the knockout, so be it. But that doesn't happen very often. I mean, that Adonis Stevenson knockout of Chad Dawson, that's more the exception to the rule in world-class boxing.
Kevin Perry with his expertise, folks, on the sweet science. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. That's going to be, I think that's going to be part of Deontay Wilder's little coming out party. I mean, they show him in this fight, I think, against Sergey, and he looks okay. And then, they bring him back in another fight. So I think Showtime's trying to build him, trying to build a...
I think they should put him in there with Tony Thompson. I think because Thompson beat David Price twice, and mm-hmm. Price was the prospect of the year, supposedly, according to some people. I'm not going to mention any names.
He
got knocked out twice, and I think if Wilder can knock out Tony Thompson, who's not an easy guy to stop, I mean, he'll make a statement because Thompson is kind of riding high off those wins, but I mean, really, he's an older fighter, so he's somebody that Wilder can expose. If Wilder's the goods, I think they need to step him up. Some of these fights against these kind of way past prime guys, I mean, it can kind of be something that really is a mirage, and then when he gets in there with a decent fighter, he's not prepared. So maybe he needs to fight somebody like Tony Thompson, I think, or maybe Seth Mitchell or somebody that is closer to their prime. But, I mean, I don't know. I think he's going to blow Lukajevic away in a couple rounds like he does most of his opponents. So I don't see it as much of a step up in class. Just more of a name fight, in my view.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then, of course, we come back on Sunday for a two-hour show, 11 a.m. Pacific time again. The first hour on boxing, the second hour on mixed martial arts. Of course, in hour number two, we're talking UFC 163 and all the way through UFC 168. Of course, that's in December 28th. Ronda Rousey, Miesha Tate, and, of course, the main event, the rematch, Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So who's making these decisions now at HBO? Ken Hirschman?
I believe so.
So he just decides that, I mean, because this anti-Rigano sentiment, I don't really understand it because I thought he was a decent fight that he put forth against O'Neill. And you're right, he was fighting one of the biggest punchers in the game right now, the best fighter pound for pound in the minds of some, okay? And they wanted him to stand there and slug with him. I guess they wanted Jimmy Young to say they want guys to stand there and slug with Ernie Shavers. I mean, that left hook that Donaire had, he was putting guys not to sleep. He was knocking them into another time zone. So for Rigano to try to avoid that left hook and try to fight defensively on that front, I think that's brilliant. I just think it's brilliant. I think that it's terrible he's being denounced or banned. But you know what? I've seen guys. I remember Freddie Norwood got banned from HBO, and he ended up going back. So, you know, and Rigano's performance was nothing like Freddie Norwood. Freddie Norwood, I think, took on Derek Gaynor in one of the most horrible fights in HBO history, and they allowed both those guys.
Well, I remember even back in the day, Juan Manuel Marquez used to be criticized a lot for some of his bouts. And I think what I was saying earlier is a perfect example. You got to put guys in there with the right types of opponents to make good fights. When you put two counterpunchers in there, I mean, what type of fight were they expecting? I mean, that's not the type of style that either guy fights to go in there and have a brawl. When you got two guys that are looking for the other guy to lead, just going to lead to a lot of lulls in the action, you know, which, you know, you can fault the fighters for. But, you know, when you have a brawler against a counterpuncher, I mean, that's the type of fight they need to put Rigondeaux in, a come-forward guy. So that's what they need, you know, to put together.
You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. We'll get this. Curtis Stevens, Showtime Stevens, a winner yesterday over that hobo on NBC Sports. He now says he's ready for Gennady Golovkin. Yeah, right. Is anybody ready for Triple G? I don't know. We'll talk with Kevin Perry about that on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, airing on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle include ride and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends September 30th, 2013.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides a therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Hear Michael Jordan talk about what makes a great player, or what Mark Teixeira thinks about every time he puts on his Yankee uniform. These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The sounds of the great Phil Spector sits in a jail in California for putting a gun in a girl's mouth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but that is the Wall of Sound. That's what Phil Spector was famous for. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The network czar, Darren Peck, tells me that we will have Daniel Gill and or Darren Barker on next week's show. Of course, they fight August 17th in Atlantic City for the IBF middleweight 160-pound title. Also on that same card, Jonathan Romero and Kiko Martinez for the IBF super bantamweight title. And, of course, that same day, man, this is like a riveting fight for me. Nathan Clever, the guy from the UK, and Sergio Kovalev, okay, that Russian monster. I mean, that undefeated knockout, the guy's a he's a terror. He's a terror inside the ring. But can he inflict that kind of damage on Cleverly, who seems to be very clever? Well, we're going to find out August the 17th. But they tell me Daniel Gill will be on next week's show. The Deontay Wilder card with Sergio Lajkovic, that's Friday, August 9th. That's not the 10th, Saturday. That's Friday night on Showtime. You are tuning to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And I bring it up because next month it is, get this, 29 years. 29 years of radio. Talking boxing, fights, mixed martial arts, a little pro wrestling down there, but 29 years, long time. I want to thank everybody in the house. Of course, my great associate producer, the great Barbara Streisand, Scott Cuddy, people like Kevin Perry, all you people out there. The listeners have been with me a long time, and I've got some guys that have been with me from the start. I still get little emails and things like that from older than dirt Bob. I think he passed away because I'm not getting postcards from him at Christmas anymore, but the bottom line is I've got a whole family of listeners, and I thank you so much for your listening to me over the years. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to the phone lines. Of course, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturdays and Sundays, we talk fights. Saturdays for an hour, Sundays for 2 hours. What about this thing I came up with this week? Kevin Perry is on the line from City of Angels, boxing writer extraordinaire. What about this story I wrote this week about one and done? What is it that some guys can just take one whipping and all of a sudden they're absolutely finished from that point forward? Case in point, Andre Berto and Juan Manuel Lopez.
I don't know. I think that every fighter is different. I think some of these guys that you're, the guys you're referring to here, Berto and Lopez, those guys just, they lack defensively. And I think some fighters, for example, if they're knocked out, they can kind of come back because they're not going to be in a war every single time. Lopez, he's just so easy to hit. His last three fights, I mean, have been brutal knockouts. Berto just kind of gets busted up every time he gets in the ring nowadays. So that's really what you see from fighters like that. I think the defensive fighters, they can last quite a bit longer.
Speaking of Berto, popped his shoulder out or something. I had some type of injury, but, you know, he's had his share of, quote, steroid injuries like the torn tricep and things like that. These are injuries that you suffer when you take steroids because the muscles build up too big around your tendons and your tendons can't support the muscles. In other words, the steroids don't allow the tendons to build. They just allow the muscles to build. So the muscles build around them and the tendons can't hold them together underneath. That's why guys tear triceps and biceps especially. But Andre Berto, he just stuck to that weightlifting thing. I think he was just stiff, like, as a professional, he was a stiff fighter.
Yeah, I think when he fights, one thing he does, too, that I notice is really squares himself up a lot. His legs, his footwork is really lacking. He loads up on every shot, and I think that's what kind of leads to these injuries also in the ring. When, you know, you don't see any a varying of speed in any of his shots. I mean, it's either he's not throwing or he's going for the home run. You know, there's no singles or doubles in his arsenal. That's the biggest problem I see with certain guys. They fall in love with their power and they think they got to try to go for knockouts all the time. And they wonder why they're not able to land the big shots is because they're not really doing anything to set any of those shots up.
You know, that's a good point. Kevin Perry is talking boxing strategy here, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As I said, on the August 10th show, we will have Daniel Gill in the WBA middleweight champion, I believe. He beat Felix Sturm in Germany, which is thought to be almost impossible to do. Sort of like trying to beat Oscar De La Hoya in Las Vegas back in the day. Remember Felix Sturm? Remember that Felix Sturm fight? That sort of deterred Sturm for a while, but he beat De La Hoya that night. There's no doubt about it, but they had that big fight set up with Hopkins already, and the contracts were already to sign, and those two judges just looked the other way in the 12th round.
Yeah, it was relatively a close fight, but I think in the second half of the fight, I think Sturm showed that he was the real middleweight and that De La Hoya was a guy that's really a welterweight fighting in an unnatural weight class. Okay. Had the hand speed, but his stamina just could not hold up for 12 rounds with the extra poundage on him.
September 14th, which should be a mega pay-per-view card as far as money's concerned and talents on the line, folks. I'm talking about the two undefeated main event guys. Floyd Mayweather, 44-0, 26 KOs. Of course, the 1996 Olympic bronze medalist, originally out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, now making his home in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, the champion at 130, 135, 140, 147 pounds, and he's held even titles at 154. He's put in on the line that undefeated mark. Some of these O's got to go because this guy's undefeated as well. I'm talking about Canelo, Saul Alvarez, the Mexican icon, only 22 years old, an iconic figure in the Mexican, he's a sports star, a TV star, reality TV, anything, commercials, he touches it, it's gold. What is he, like 42-0-1, 31-32 knockouts, somebody has got to go there. And then you've got the semi-main event, and it's even a more intriguing matchup in my mind. I'm talking about Lucas Matisse, 33-2 with 31 knockouts. I remember his record by heart. And, of course, taking on the undefeated Danny Garcia, 26-0, 16 KOs. That's for the World Junior Welterweight Championship. And this match has far more intrigue in it than the Mayweather-Canelo Alvarez fight. How come?
I guess you just got two guys in their prime who are big punchers, not stylists by any means, although Garcia is a very underrated boxer. I mean, I saw him, I remember years ago, not many years ago, I think it was the undercard of Bernard Hopkins and Tad Dotson, I believe. He fought Kendall Holt, and I think that was the first time I ever saw Garcia fight live. And, I mean, he really impressed me a lot. I mean, the guy's his hand speed, he looks somewhat raw, but, I mean, there's a method to the madness he does with those left hooks he throws. He's a fighter who really knows how to put together the best of the ability that he has. Because I remember seeing him on ESPN a few years ago, and to me, he just kind of looked like an ordinary fighter. But that's the thing is, and I don't claim to be a fighter at all. So I think when you're on the outside looking in, you kind of judge guys because, you know, you have an inexperienced eye because, you know, you're not in the gym. And I think when you see these guys, you kind of have to realize that flash is not everything that it's made out to be. Some guys look great and they look flashy when they're fighting okay fighters, but when you're beating the guys they put in front of you, obviously there's something there, and it takes a more keen eye to look and really study it and see that the guy is a much better fighter than it appears.
Okay, we'll switch gears here. We'll talk Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao and Brandon Rios, of course, going to hook it up in November in Macau, which has been described by Larry Merchant as Las Vegas on steroids. I was there back in the day. I threw the first fight card there. I televised that back in 1994. We did the first card in the People's Republic of China back in 1993, the brawl at the wall. But China's different. Macau's different. Macau's like Las Vegas on steroids, as I said, and they've got more hookers over there than you can imagine, and there's people gambling. And, you know, Asian people, they have a propensity to gamble. I mean, they used to fly plane loads of Asians into Las Vegas from Japan and Singapore and places like that. But now they don't have to. Now they just go to Macau. Steve Wynn was one of the guys that bought one of those casinos over in Macau. But Brandon Rios, a decent fighter. I mean, a tough guy that's going to come to fight most of the time. And you've got Manny Pacquiao, a guy there's all these question marks about, Kevin. I mean, he's been knocked out in his last fight. He was put to sleep before that. He was, it could have been beaten or a draw. It was a close fight with Tim Bradley. I don't care what anybody says, but the pack nuts are going to go out there and say he got robbed. But it was a close fight. But, you know, he's been on the decline, and I think he's hit his zenith, and he's dropped three or four notches. I think Brandon Rios is a hot underdog here. What do you think?
Not really, in my mind. I know Pacquiao had to get knocked down in his last fight, but the thing was before the knockout, you'd almost thought Juan Manuel Marquez was about to get knocked out. He walked into a big shot. Rios is, to me, is the perfect opponent to see if Pacquiao still has it, because he's just going to be there right in front of him. I mean, he's going to be, I think Pacquiao might have a field day with Brandon Rios, Rios is going to, in my opinion, is going to have to knock him out to win. I can't see Rios winning a decision. He's way too easy to hit. He's pretty stationary. He's a good boxer. That's the thing about Rios that really bothers me. He has ability to box. And he's just, I don't know. He's just
okay.
Turned into a brawler.
All right. How many sodas do you owe me now?
I think a six-pack.
A six-pack. Okay, we're going to bet a soda on this one. You want to bet a whole six on that one, or I'll take Rios for a six-pack or what?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, double or nothing. We're betting here on the radio, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's just the way I see things. I don't know. I don't see that Manny Pacquiao's got the ability to come back. I think that he had the ability when he was younger, that he's long in the tooth now, that you can see the middle. He looks like a middle-aged Filipino man. I mean, I live in an area which is there's an incredible Filipino population up here in Northern California, and he looks like an almost elderly, a middle-aged Filipino man. He doesn't have that spark anymore, man. He doesn't. And come November, whenever it is, the date November, whenever November 14th, I think, when that happens, I think that Brandon Rios will walk away with a win, and Kevin Perry thinks he's going to go the other way. We'll see what's happening on that. Now, this guy, Curtis Stevens, I call him Silly Curtis. What is he, 26-3, something like that? He wants to take on Triple G, Gennady Golovkin. Is he at this point right now where he can dominate everybody at 160 pounds, or can play people like Daniel Gill? And what about this guy here, Stevens? Can they compete with him?
I don't know. It's a hard determination to make because one thing that really bothers me with people when they hype up these fighters, and I'll use Golovkin as an example because that's what we're talking about here, is he looks great. But the problem is he hasn't fought any really elite fighters, and I don't think Matthew Macklin really qualifies as an elite fighter. Neither does Curtis Stevens, don't get me wrong, but you got to see how the guy responds against a fighter who is not going to be knocked out early and a guy who can punch. And I think Stevens, although he's not the best fighter, he's a guy that can crack. And I think they're kind of making Golovkin to be out this fighter who's got this great chin, and which, you know, he hasn't been down an amateur or pro, but he hasn't fought anybody in the pros that you could really say if he gets hit solid on the whiskers that he's going to be able to take a good shot. So that's the kind of stuff that you kind of need to see. But if he's not getting hit, which he hasn't really been hit much, more power to him. That just shows his ability. But you're not going to be able to fight every fighter and not absorb some punishment.
Sure, no, that
guys like who he fought, Gabe Rosado, who's a natural 154-pounder, even though he kind of beat that guy up pretty good. That guy did kind of give him some problems. I don't think he's fought too many real middleweights. And Curtis Stevens is a real middleweight. He was fighting at 168. I think that's where all his losses are. He's looking a lot sharper at 160. He's had two or three explosive knockouts in the last maybe 8 months or so. So he's dangerous. I don't think he's going to beat Golovkin, but, you know, we'd like to see it. It's two punchers in there, so it should be entertaining while it lasts.
Okay, Ring Talk listeners, we will be adding the iHeartRadio Network logo, the clicker, all that kind of good stuff, to the website, ringtalk.com, this week. So we've joined the iHeartRadio, and we're really happy about that. If you check us out, iHeartRadio.com/talk and enter Ring Talk, and we're happening that way. And Kevin's going to work that out for the website. But talk to him about the website. Now, is the website, is it telephone friendly?
Yeah, you can listen to the show on your mobile device.
Okay, and you can, in the articles, read. I mean, I blew up an article one time on a friend of mine's iPad. It looked great, but that's an iPad, and that's not a telephone. But it looks good on the telephones as well, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
See, so what's happening with this iPhone now? How much is that costing you a month?
Too much. I'm going to be on the family plan now.
Yeah, you are on the family plan. You can say hello to your family for me. Say hello to the girlfriend and take care of the dog. I'll talk to you this week.
All right, thanks, man.
KP, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. Folks, boxing writer extraordinaire. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And Tower of Power played this last night. You know what? You ought to be having some fun.
You ought to be having fun.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Listen carefully. First American Student Aid can now help consolidate your federal student loans. We can help lower your monthly payment on federal government student loans. Call us today. We'll review your situation and work towards consolidating your federal student loans. In many cases, we can lower your monthly payment in half or more. It doesn't matter how much you owe, how far behind you are on payments, or even if you are in default on your federal student loans. Call us right now to find out how we can lower your payment in half immediately. Plus, we can stop harassing phone calls, stop the wage garnishment, stop the tax liens, even remove your default status. Consolidate your federal student loans, lower your student repayments, and stop wage garnishments today. Call us now. We can help. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Get past the people, get past the hitman. Hit.
Godfather of soul, JB in the house, James Brown. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If you missed something from today's show, you can find it on iHeartRadio/talk. That's iHeartRadio/talk. And if this is your, like, happening, you can add this to your daily pulse at iHeartRadio.com/talk. So the bottom line is, iHeartRadio is where it's at, iHeartRadio/talk, and a Ring Talk. We're going on. We've got it going on there. Check out our new website at iHeartRadio.com. You're tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline Broadcast Studios in the lovely city of San Francisco, California. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but once again, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.